As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Hump Day, Wednesday, April 26th, 2023. And V Hale joins us today, which is always an exciting time. Always nice to see V Hale. How's it going?
I'm good.
Yeah. Anything to report?
I'm oddly perky right now. I don't know if my
It is odd that you're perky. I mean, you haven't been laid in years, so it's... I feel like this. We need to make this happen really soon. I'm like sexually frustrated for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever try phone sex with somebody?
No.
What's the last thing that was
if
in
I
your
do
vagina?
That, I have to like really know that.
Like besides your
in
finger?
It?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean someone's dick.
Well, I don't know. I mean a tampon.
Kind of.
I mean
like I got.
It could be anything. Well, I guess that would be a tampon.
I don't know. I don't know what you were gonna say. Whose dick was it?
I thought you meant like sexually.
Well,
though.
No, we do.
We mean just, of all things.
It
you
was
know,
open to your interpretation.
Was it a speculum at the gynecologist, or was it a cucumber from Whole Foods?
Or how do you
my
say?
God, you guys.
How do you say cucumber? Cucumber.
How do you cucumber? Say a muy grande?
I say muy grande. Sí.
Muy grande, sí? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta remember, kids, if you're going to fuck fruit and vegetables, you need to put a condom on those.
Why? Is that so?
You should.
Well, couldn't you just wash it, like, well, the same way you'd eat? You know,
okay. Well, or can you just not fuck vegetables?
What's wrong with fucking vegetables?
Hi,
have you ever seen how big a cucumber can be? That's a fucking sexy little cucumber. How do you say cucumber? Stick that up where the sun don't shine.
You know what? Now that I think about
sexy.
It.
How do you say?
Well, I can see Sarah being like, I got to get this inside me right now.
Wait,
so,
really?
Rather than cleaning it, it's the condom, right? Is that why?
No, you scrub it. But, you know, things can break off. When you have a piece of fruit or, you know, veggie or something, or something can get chunked up, or I don't know. I mean, there could also, you hear about all kinds of terrible things that happen on farms.
Do you sit on it on the drive home to warm it up?
No, and actually got to be, you know, it's good to leave it out on the counter so at least it's not freezing cold.
Right.
Yeah. You say this all like it's something I do all the time, and I can't say I haven't ever, but I was just trying to give kind of a blanket warning that if you're going to shove something up you, put a condom on it.
You've never put any vegetable or produce like items in your vagina,
V-Hale?
No. Never.
No. About a candle.
I hand to God. What?
Candle. Have you had a lit candle?
No, remember I told you
sticking out of your vagina.
You light it after it's in, Vinny. It goes in butt first.
Oh my God.
The wax is going to kill you.
No, the one
though.
Thing was the I told you because my ex wanted to, we remember the wine bottle.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Right.
Oh yeah.
But that gets scary. Like, I was like, we really got to check no foil on there. Like, it was like, you can't. Just
I don't want to do that
you know
to
mean?
You.
Like,
yeah, I'd be like, this is,
yeah,
this
it was,
is my
and
vagina,
it was dumb.
And I don't want to hurt it. I
was more like, you were young, and you're like, hee, 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 okay, let's try this. And then I was like, yeah, get that out of me, dude. Like, what are we doing right now? Like, you have a perfectly good dick, but you know, you explore, you have some fun.
You do. I mean, you just, you know, go on a hunt around the house looking for shit that's vaguely phallic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, how about this?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're hitting the e-cig. I would love to do that.
I know.
Oh, you haven't done it in so long. I haven't brought it up. How long's it been?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Oh, my God. Mine has been.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
You just hit it.
Yours has been zero.
No, but I'm saying, like, I was sick a while back and it took 3 weeks and I was like, oh, maybe this is it. But when I had this e-cig, I would randomly, maybe every few months, I would take it out. Or if I went up to a friend's where I was like partying up in the mountains where I go, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would take it with me because I know, like, she smokes. So we always go outside by the fire and it's like, well, I'm going to take this. And I get home, put it in my cabinet and I forget about it. And it's been bad. It is out every day. I have
You're
got
on
to
it
like
now.
Well,
detach.
That's how nicotine gets you. You
that's
think
called,
you
I know, but
it doesn't affect
reason,
me.
The e-cig like didn't, and I had to wait when I quit cigarettes. I had to wait a whole year before I let myself do this because I was like, I have to like.
Oh, so
if
you
I went
smoke
for, straight from
cigs
cigs to this,
so you definitely aren't going to be. You're going to be an addict again.
Maybe I don't know.
Oh, V.
I haven't smoked a cigarette since.
Listen,
does it matter if you're smoking?
I do think it's better than smoking. It's 100% better, and I'm like living proof of that. That I could sing. I didn't have the same kind of like crushing lung issues and that awful smoker's cough. It's better.
Yeah,
but it ain't great.
No, it's
the best thing is to not do any
shit
of it.
In your lungs, yeah.
But I'm telling you, nicotine's insidious. Everybody thinks. I got this. Everybody else gets addicted to cigarettes. It won't be me. I'll just only do it when I'm drunk. I'll only do it when I bum a cigarette off of someone else. And the next thing you know, you've got a pack. And at first, I know I have a pack of cigarettes in that one coat that I wear to the bar.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you bum those
from someone outside of the bar. You're like, I'm wasted. Just let me have one. And then that doesn't stop at one. Then you're getting a pack the next day.
Yep.
But
addiction is one of those things where. Here I am not having had a cigarette since that my last motion picture that I starred in.
Yeah.
My character smoked. But after, I don't know how long not being a smoker, I still finish a meal and I go, in my head, I don't say it out loud because I have kids around and then I don't want them to be like, yeah, let's go smoke. But I always think in my head, like, an after dinner
ciggy. Would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'll walk right out there. I look at the chair in the backyard and I go, that's where I'd sit. And then my ashtray would be right there.
Oh, I feel you.
My morning coffees and cig were my fave. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cigarettes.
Especially
and
if it were kind of chilly out and you have your warm cup of coffee and you just, yeah. I don't miss those.
I want to smoke now.
Smelling like it. I know.
You make me want to smoke.
And the yellow fingers.
Oh,
that's
God,
always
so
awesome,
good.
Isn't it?
Oh, God.
Or you just
thanks.
Randomly
so
go
gross.
Like, oh, God. I think I pissed on my fingers.
Nasty. Yep.
What the fuck kind of cigarette were you smoking?
I don't know. It just smells so rancid. Ugh.
Oh, that's funny.
Gross.
Yeah. Should we like have like a trigger warning before?
No. Okay. This okay. is the thing.
No?
All right.
Sarah's been teasing us with a... with a bad advice for 4 days.
I don't mean to be teasing you. It's like not that great. I need to downplay this a little bit because it isn't all that. I mean, it's fine. It's a bad advice.
I'm sure it's great.
All right, I'm just going to jump into it.
Okay.
And then we'll just tell this lady what to do.
Just dive in.
I like telling people what to do. Sarah, Vinny, Aho, and Brinny. By the way, there's a photo attached to this.
All right.
Can you make sure that you have that ready?
Let me see what you're reading. Go ahead.
It's the one that just says bad advice at the top.
All right.
I've been a listener since I was being driven to middle school when I was 11, and now I'm 32.
Mm.
Slurps. Yeah, no doubt. Grew up with us. Slurps all around in my favorite radio family. This is an age-old problem that I could use some unbiased bad advice on. I can attest that this is my own work and is not written by another source like The Atlantic. Remember when we got tricked?
We got duped. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was okay, though. It was still fun.
Yeah, it was still fun talking about it. Here is the question right out of the gate. Should I have a second child?
Oh.
Backstory.
Yes.
Hold on there, Aho.
Hold on.
Dear
just
God.
Hang on.
Dear listener listening, don't listen to that.
Just wait. Wait for it. I'm a 32-year-old female married to a 36-year-old male, and we have a 2-year-old daughter. We both work in healthcare. My husband works for the VA, and I'm a nurse practitioner. We've made good financial decisions. We own a home. We have plenty of disposable income. My family and my husband's family live close by and are very involved and willing to help with children. My husband and I have been together 8 years, married for 1 year, and we genuinely love and enjoy each other. We got pregnant by accident during the pandemic. Oops. Otherwise, we probably would not have decided to have children. So accidentally, they have a daughter. I didn't even want to get married, but we thought it would be a good idea after we had the baby for, you know, tax stuff. Maybe. We love to travel and hike and go to concerts and do things that aren't the most kid friendly. And when we decided to have our daughter, we always said we wouldn't change our lives for her. And we've generally kept that motto for the past 2 years. That's because she's only two. We just spent a month traveling around Europe with our toddler in tow, and it was an absolutely incredible adventure. She's adaptable and adventurous and very chill. I would honestly say that she's a unicorn child, but all parents probably think their kids are unique. She might be, though. You travel like that all through Europe.
Yeah,
and my kid
chill.
Was pitching fucking fits on airplanes until he was like 5 years old. It was a nightmare. God. I was like...
Yeah, she might have a unicorn kid.
She might, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. Would we be doing her a disservice not giving her a sibling? I grew up with two siblings, but my husband was an only child. Our daughter does not have any cousins, and not many of our friends have children. I think having a shared childhood with a sibling is an important experience. It takes the heat off one child during family gatherings. She's the only grandchild on both sides of our family, and I worry she will become spoiled, which may sound like an unfounded fear, but she received an ungodly amount of gifts for Christmas, even when we told the grandparents, keep it to one or two. She's got a lot of gifts coming. I guess the pros to having a second child are obvious, but here are my serious cons. I worry that our lives will change in a direction we can't adapt to. Traveling with two children seems twice as hard.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Camping or backpacking? Is that even possible? What about the logistics of a second child? We would definitely need a bigger car. I'm not sure minivan life is my destiny. You know, once you get a minivan, you're like, well, this is fucking great.
It is badass.
Yeah, love this thing.
Yeah, I really like mine.
Yeah, people bitch about it, but then you get one and you're like, how did I live without this? Oh my God, doors that I open without me having to touch anything. Okay, so there's a logistics, another car. I'm sure, blah, blah. I also have concerns about the health of a second child. I had a very easy, uncomplicated pregnancy and highly medicated birth. It was great. I'm not sure I could cope if a second child wasn't healthy. I know that's a possibility. I'm trying to make a practical and rational decision, I guess, on something that I have little control of the outcome of. My husband is supportive of whatever we decide. His words were, I can go either way. Hot. He's the underthinker in this relationship.
Mm.
I tend to overanalyze things, if you couldn't already tell. I would really appreciate any advice from only child families on their experience, as well as how you all decided to have a second. I know that whatever we decide will be right for us. I just do not want to wait too long, because the more time that passes, the less and less I want to repeat the newborn phase. Newborns are terrible. I don't even feel bad about saying that. Clock's ticking. Thank you in advance. Don't say my name. Here's a picture of my sweet little family. And here they are. Like, this looks like, I don't know, somewhere in beautiful coastal Italy. I mean, they're hiking up like a gorgeous mountain
path.
How
cute is that kid?
It's pretty fucking cute. And here's what I would say to you, miss. This is just my quick thing. When I had, I knew that we weren't just having one. John refused to have an only child. He did not want that. So I knew we were having more than one. And as soon as I had the first one, I went, all right, let's get to the second one, because this fucking baby stuff sucks. So let's get another one and get all the baby stuff behind us. 2 years from now, we'll be out on the other side of it. And people will be walking on their own, that kind of shit. So I knew there was never going to be an only child. Not by my choice. Children were not my choice. I say, you got a perfect little fucking thing going on right now. And I'm not saying that nothing can go wrong, because it can. Life can go wrong. You're right. You could have an awful second kid with all kinds of shit going on, and it just ruins everything. Something bad, God forbid, could happen to this kid. But something could happen to you too. Anything can happen. You're perfect right now. Why would you fuck it up? Don't do it. Don't have another one.
Being an only child, and I hear it a lot from my friends and like stuff like that. A lot of them have siblings, so they want more than one because that was their experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of parents fear like they're alone. They don't have someone to play with. Like, I was an only child and it was great. Like, I absolutely loved it. You get both your parents' attention. You're not splitting anything. You are spoiled. But if you instill in them the right values,
look at you. Look how good
spoil your kids.
Right, exactly.
I mean, look at, I'm a model citizen, so.
Right. I never leave my home. I make no trouble for anyone.
Yeah, no. No, but I'm saying like, yeah, I was spoiled as a kid too, because there was one of me. But like, my parents instilled in me work ethic and whatever. Like, that doesn't mean you can't spoil your kids. But I really liked my life and was fine. So the one kid thing,
that's
like.
That's nice.
I think, I know a lot of people have siblings though, say like, I don't know what I would have done. So I know that when you have it one way, you say it's great. When you have it the other, but just speaking from you, her saying my kid to share, kind of grow up their childhood with, I don't think they think of it that way. So she's experiencing life with you. Look at her. She's backpacking through.
Yeah.
Europe,
I mean, keep like. That up. Yeah. She's having a fucking ball, and she's all like,
living the
I'm
best
the
life
star
you guys
of the show. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. There's what the girls have to say. Boys.
I was going to say, it sounds like she's saying, oh, it's going to be great for my daughter, and it's going to add another element to, but she's not necessarily saying, this is what I want, and this is what my husband wants. So unless you have that, then you have the kid. Otherwise, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it for someone else. That's a great point.
That's the point I would have made, too. Mm. I was just going to say, I think it's absolutely, since we're only talking to you, I can say this, you know, your husband's not listening.
Okay.
Fuck everybody else. And do you want to do this? Mm-hmm. Do you want to? Because I can tell you that even though your husband is a good partner, it looks like, and I think I'm a good partner, I don't want to do the hard shit. And so mom ends up with a lot of the hardest stuff. Whatever job of the two is easier, I'm like, I'll take that one.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm still like, fuck. Now we're both different directions. One's, you know, doing the play, taking the kid to the play and, you know... And I'm taking the other kid for bit. It's like a whole fucking thing.
And then you
don't
split up.
That you don't have to go through unless you want to.
You don't have to do it, right?
Do you want to? Don't think about your kid won't miss a sister or brother she doesn't have.
Right.
She might say, I wish I had that. Okay. But it's not her vagina that the second child comes squirting out of. Yeah. So what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. I know that.
And they only say that for a little bit. Like, when it was time to come inside from playing with my friends, I'm like, oh, I wish I had a sibling. I wouldn't be alone.
Playing with friends,
but
I see.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Come inside. We all heard the same thing.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I just said.
We're Beavis and Butthead over here.
But you get over that. That's just right. Boredom. Like, you know.
Look, the kids
saying,
stuff.
Like, most kids will say that.
It's a lot. Like, okay. Right now, we've got one kid is 4, the other kid is 9. So mom will go get the 9-year-old, and I'll be like, all right, I got the second pickup then. And I'll jump in the van and go get the second kid. Yesterday I show up, and I'm just like, fuck, I was right in the middle of, I just finished my guitar lesson. I'm finally done. I'd been in the city, and I'm still doing stuff. I'm finished. I'm just going to get this kid, get home, and I can shower and call it a day. Mm. And I get to the pickup, and there's my kid, and she's like, Daddy! And she comes running, and she grabs her backpack, and she pushes it at me. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And the teacher goes, Edie, are those your stuffies? And Edie looks at her feet and stops talking, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just walk in on? What is this? Like, I just want to pick this kid up and get the fuck out of here. And there's another little girl lurking 5 feet away who's, like, watching this whole scene. And I'm like, is my kid ripping off other kids' stuffies?
Is my kid a fucking thief?
And the answer is, yes, my kid was trying to steal this kid's stuff. So the teacher's like, are those yours? And my kid's quiet and staring at her shoes. And I'm like, what did I walk in on? I want to go home.
Yeah.
I'll buy everybody 5 stuffies if you just shut up and let... Nope. Because the right thing to do is make Edie pull them out of her backpack and hand them back to the little girl who's like, who walks up and goes, here, this is yours. I didn't want to trade. So apparently they'd been working a deal.
Oh.
And the little girl had something she didn't want from my kid. And I looked at the thing she didn't want. I'm like, that's not hers either. I don't know where she stole that from. But fuck if I didn't walk in on some shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and then, okay, so now I'm like, all right, the kid's got her stuff back. I'm taking my kid to the, you know.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. And now she's rooted beyond belief. Like, she's just so pissed. And I'm like,
she's pissed because she didn't get to steal the stuff?
Yeah. And I'm like,
and then she got embarrassed.
She was embarrassed. Right. It was a whole scene. She didn't want to.
She got shamed.
Yeah, shamed. She probably, but whatever. Right. And I'm like, you know, other than that, how was your day? Not talking. Mm. Listen, you know, okay, so that went down. You're growing up and, you know, we all make mistakes and I'm trying to coach her through it. No words. I'm like, all right, you know what? I didn't want to talk either. Get in your fucking seat and let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And I'm in my minivan. I'm like, fuck out of here and go home. This kid's like giving me the cold shoulder now. I'm like,
and she's the little jerk that did it.
I said to her,
you're a thief and you're giving me shit.
By the way,
I fucking think so.
I'm not the one who caught you.
Right.
And I'm not the one who was stealing shit.
And by the way, when we get home, you're going to be punished. Put her in a room. And take all her toys out because you can't trade them with the people out the window.
What's my point?
No stuffies for you.
Welcome to 2 kids.
Yeah, one kid. One kid's magic.
You got a good one? Go with that. Because whatever the one does, you're going to get something different the next time.
You are 100% going to get the opposite kid. Everything that you like about your kid, that other kid's not going to. They're going to have things that you like. They will.
Mm. Oh, but I love both kids, but we're talking about pre-second kid. You haven't met the second kid.
You don't know it.
So unless, this just goes what Bryn said, unless you are dying for a second kid,
don't do it.
I gotta have it. It's gotta be, we need a, look, I love our family. We do family hugs and we like have these moments where we're all singing and it's cool. It's great. It's wonderful. But it's also, you don't need to do it. You don't have to do it.
Yep. Nobody
is making
you.
I would be shocked if she has a second one after this.
Yeah, do not have a second
secret
one.
Show.
Or do. Whatever you choose.
Your
it's your choice.
Kid
or do.
Might not be a thief naturally. Right. Like, Jesus.
And your Where's second kid, who that? Knows? Maybe she gets another perfect fucking unicorn kid. Highly doubtful.
Axel, what do you think, Axel?
Yeah, oh yeah, Axel.
Do it.
Okay.
No, right, on a serious note, I will just say that I have brothers and they're some of the top 2 best things that ever happened to me. So,
I also love my siblings.
Yes, I will
fucking
say,
love them.
Like, of course, do what you want to do and don't
let
anybody.
I have some pretty shitty siblings, so I'll go ahead.
You have some good ones too. You have good siblings and bad siblings.
Right. So,
dude,
you
how
never
many
know.
Siblings do you guys have?
I have 2. Bryn
I've
has
got
3.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, you've 2. And you're close with your brothers.
I'm not that close with my brothers.
Not close enough that you wouldn't miss them if they were gone?
No, I would miss them and I love them very much, but we don't talk. We're dudes. We don't talk daily. We don't talk even weekly. And when we do, like, what's up? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. All right. Good talk. Bye.
Yeah.
Like
this. High five. You know,
we've done it. We've
we're not
space.
Around each other. We just don't have, and actually, we don't have a lot in common. So, like, they wouldn't, they don't surf. We don't, you know, like, there's,
right.
you know, my brothers, those two probably talk more because they have cars in common.
Oh, they
so
both love
they're
cars.
Both engine heads.
Oh, Jesus. How did you miss out on the engine head thing?
I just am
Everyone
not into it.
Everyone in the family is an engine head.
I'm not
head.
Into
Even
it.
Even your mom liked her Woody station wagon.
I'm just not, I like it, but I don't want to do it.
He's a machine head.
There's things
He's
I can do.
He's a machine head,
Look,
not a car head.
I'll give you an example of something. So my wife is, she fancies herself a fixer.
Yeah.
I fix things up. She I'm into it.
Yeah.
She's not good at it, though.
What do you mean?
Half the time, she's like, hun! And I'm like, first of all, I never want to do this shit. Second of all, I've told you,
you
I'm bad at it.
Fixing things?
House fixing things.
You're not bad at it.
I'm not. Well, I'm not great. But look, but it's not my thing. And then there I am fixing the thing she ruined. She was trying to put this. Did I tell you this story? Mm-mm. She got a shelf unit for the kid, a bookshelf for the kid, and she wants to screw it into the wall. And so I'm leaving her to her job. She likes this stuff. Yeah. I don't need to be involved until she goes, I fucked up. There's a huge hole in the wall and the thing's now, it's not attached.
You can anchor it. Oh, no.
So I go and look and there's a giant gaping hole there. Where
is she trying to put an anchor in
She
or
tried
something?
To put the one of those plastic things in
yeah.
and then it screws
and then
in,
screw in.
Except it just completely disintegrated as she was screwing the screw into it. Mm. So I go to the hardware store and I have to get a metal anchor, the kind that
butterfly
out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I get that and it
became your project.
It was my project.
Your project.
Now I'm putting
project.
A new. I got to make a second big giant hole in order to make the two things match. And I, great. It's up and it's solid. And I'm walking out of there, and she's like, "Oh, it came out great." I'm like, "Good. I'm so glad you're happy." I couldn't fucking care less about that, but you know, I'm just not into it.
But now it's safe, and your daughter can climb the
now
front of a bookcase.
But that's what my wife fancies herself, a fixer.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Her with her handsaw.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Her and Mayara could get together, yeah.
Did you look at Mayara's post?
I saw it.
Oh my God, it's so funny. It's so good. Like, she's sawing with a handsaw. She has these huge, long shelves. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, did she want to do that?
Or did you make her?
I She wanted to do it. I wouldn't make her.
Did you
I don't
film
make her?
Her
do
Were
anything.
You filming it?
No, I didn't.
She sets up the camera.
I seen the camera and I was like, we shouldn't post that. And then she, but then I just shut my mouth and I move on. Yeah. That's what I do.
We're going to try and get
it
her
looks
on
like
Survivor.
You're running like an adult sweatshop in her apartment. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Bitch.
It wasn't, a, it wasn't a good look. I just, that's what I, right now, I just, I'm learning to just not say anything and move on because I don't want any longer.
Happy
problems.
Wife, happy
yeah,
life.
Exactly.
Let's get her in here and let's get her on Survivor.
We're going to do that. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to definitely do that.
I'm going to tell her.
But
she'll
be you should go on Survivor too. You'd meet all kinds of new people.
Oh my God.
And she's in shape.
Please go on Survivor.
Like
on Survivor.
The actual show?
Yes.
Yeah, the show.
Fuck no.
Okay. Why
are you
not?
Kidding me? Oh my God. Those
Dude,
people
awesome.
Are like, I got bit by something and I don't feel well. And then the medic's like running in and then they're
I've
like,
never wanted
oh
to
my
see
God, that sounds atrocious.
Anything more in my life than V.
I know.
On
She'd be so good
Survivor.
On it.
And then you couldn't even have me talk because every other word would be bleeped out. So I'd be like, in the little, how they have the little confessions
That's
and they're like, well,
true.
Y'all beep, 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 beep.
That's fine. Yeah. They do that. They beep people's words.
I don't know. That sounds.
You'd be a delight. Oh
yeah,
my God. She would be
so
shit talking everyone.
Oh my God. It'd be the best.
So good. Might be better. Better than Mayara, although that's a close one.
Yeah, please don't vote her off. That's
paid?
All I'm asking.
Do they get paid?
I don't know. Probably. Some,
I,
it's probably
well,
some kind of compensation.
There's some kind of compensation, but it is run like a game
yes.
show as opposed to a TV show. And I think that's their loophole.
Yeah.
To not have to pay like whatever, mm-hmm. you know, TV scale
but
is.
But they probably have to pay some kind of like, there's got to be like an appearance scale. These people don't have to necessarily join SAG-AFTRA, but they have to be compensated
right.
for however many days
oh,
of their lives.
Do.
I mean, I'm union.
Just please
Should
do
I
it.
Pull, like,
Can you sleep
yeah,
on it?
You
Can you just sleep
rates?
On it or like think about it
no,
for a week or five?
No, I don't need
five.
To sleep on No nap, no snooze. I'm not
Yeah, they don't have that
on
Survivor
show.
Either. You don't need naps or snoozing. None of that.
No,
you don't get it. You're laying on bamboo with bugs all over it.
Smacking, yes, bugs on your body. Yes,
oh,
sounds...
she'd be so funny.
Oh, I'd be the best.
It would be.
Please do it.
She probably like, please vote me off. Please vote me off, you guys. And they just
like,
wouldn't
I'm
do it.
I'm the worst. Get me out of here.
Okay, it's time for us to go.
Okay.
I'm getting the evil eye from Bryn over there. Oh, you see him doing the thing? You see him doing this?
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Oh, you're wrapping us up?
It's the famous
He goes slow with an
sign.
Evil eye. Right. He's like this.
Well, you know what? I actually have to go sit in downtown traffic, so if you guys don't mind.
Oh, my
mind.
God, it's going to be great. Yeah. Great. Hey, nice to see you, V. Hale. Good job on your win today. You're off the hook for next week unless I pull your
Woo!
Name out.
Unless, yeah, watch. The whole bag's probably going to have my names on each one. I'm on to you guys.
No, that's a good idea.
Oh, look,
that's not a bad idea
in.
At all. All right. Vinny, if I could have those magic words.
We're going to miss you, V. Hale.
I love you guys.
When, while she's on Survivor?
Well, for this week. You won't see her till next Wednesday. Oh. But I also, yeah. I'm going to, Survivor, let's think about that.
That's not.
Give it a thought.
It'd be great.
Okay. Give it a thought.
You'd be all so right. good at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
She won't do it.
She might. I feel like she's coming around.
Just keep staring at her. Double middle fingers. Feels like she's not coming around.
No.
Okay.
No.
The end.
That's what I'm coming to.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow. Your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.